If you've ever flown over Lake Clark National Park in the eastern Bristol Bay watershed, you have likely crossed Lake Clark Pass and seen the Tallikakila River flowing below. The river's glacial waters and steep banks make for some of the most magnificent scenery in the region. Now, people around the country can catch a glimpse of it in their mailbox. The United States Postal Service published its newest Forever Stamp series this week, featuring a dozen wild and scenic rivers from around the country, among them the Tallikakila.
It's really a spectacular photograph.
Megan Richot is a program manager for the park. She says she was thrilled to learn the series would feature the river.
It's a remote, free-flowing wilderness river that is a wonderful example of, you know, what we protect at Lake Clark National Park, like clean, clear, cold water, spawning habitat, and really beautiful places.
The river lies near the villages of Port Allsworth and Nundalton. It has played an important role in the region for generations.
The Dena'ina name is Tlekakalatnu, which means stream where salmon are or where salmon gathered.
Karen Ivanoff is a cultural anthropologist with the park. She says that as people have moved around the region, their use of the river has changed. For instance, she says when residents of Nundalton lived closer to the Tallikakila, they used to fish for salmon further upriver.
According to our oral history, salmon went quite a ways up that river, and this was also a place where traditionally, there was a squirrel camp. This was a key area for squirrel trapping.
People still hunt and fish along the river, and it remains vital to the watershed's ecology.
The river and the connections of the watershed from the lake to rivers to creeks, they're all really important. Tallikakila is at the headwaters. It's one of the last places where the salmon spawn.
Having the Tallikakila on a stamp, she hopes, will encourage more people to learn about the place where the river runs. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.